Praise God. Well, today's message is entitled, The Impact of the Holy Spirit. The Impact of the Holy Spirit. You know, friends, one of the missing ingredients in the body of Christ today, in the church of the living God, in the Christian life, is the absence of the Holy Spirit's presence. Now, you say, well, Pastor Paul, how is it absent? Well, it's easy, because I know, basically, if you look around the body of Christ, look around the church, from this church to others, there are gifted people in the body of Christ. There are gifted people who has unbelievable gifts and talents that has been infused into them by the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit has an impact in your life, my friends, something different happens. You just aren't a Christian saved. You just don't have, praise God, your fire insurance to get from hell. But you have your life insurance, glory to God. Because you have life insurance by the Holy Spirit can make an impact in your life, you can be a difference maker. And we can ill afford in a day like today because, you know, God said, he commanded, he didn't give you a multiple choice, praise God. The word of God said, be filled with the Holy Spirit. He didn't say, if you want to be, you might be, flip a coin, spend a bottle. No, he said, be filled with the Holy Spirit. And my friends, to be filled with the Holy Spirit makes an impact in your life. Listen to this in your notes. God has provided to us an inexhaustible, free, readily available source of power to live the Christian life. And yet many Christians do not use the power that God has given them to overcome temptation and sin. Christian family members manifest the deeds of the flesh instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to produce his fruit in their daily relationships. We must all avail ourselves to the power that God has given us through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Now, someone said, well, Pastor Paul, when I was saved, wasn't I transformed by the power of God? Yes, my friend, the recreated Spirit of God comes in and takes residence. Amen. It takes residence. The Bible says you are a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. My friends, when they become new, something on the inside happened by the recreated Spirit of God. Amen. And now for the impact of the Holy Spirit to take place, we must yield to the Holy Spirit. Now someone said, well, Pastor Paul, how do I yield to the Holy Spirit? You know, friends, it's easy to ask the Lord for things. You know, the Bible says, we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And my friends, God hears you when you say, Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit and your grace and your mercy and your power, that I may be in the will of you, doing the will of you from my heart. I receive your Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' name. Just asking, my friends. And when you ask him, listen, when you ask him, you will make sure that will be an impact. You will know that you know that you know something has taken place on the inner man. Amen. And my friends, when the inner man is changed, when it is transformed, when it is renewed by the Holy Spirit, my friends, you are a new creature in Christ Jesus, as the word of God says. Amen. You can't stay in the same. You won't remain the same. And praise God, my friends, you know something? You will not be the same. Something takes place when the impact of the Holy Spirit comes into your life. Number one, the impact of the Holy Spirit is to live with every conscience area of your life yielded to the Spirit's control. Yielded to the Spirit's control. This is not a self-willed man, but a Spirit-controlled man, so that the fruit of the Spirit characterize his life. In Luke, the 4th chapter, verse 1, then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned to the Jordan and was led into the Spirit into the wilderness. Was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. In Acts 11, chapter, verse 24, it says, for as a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and great many people were added to the Lord. Great many people. In other words, my friend, the Holy Spirit makes an impact, glory to God. And let me say this, friends. When he makes an impact in your life, you become a vessel of his honor to make an impact wherever you go. And praise God, as I said before, I'll say it again. My friend, your pulpit is not necessary here. Your pulpit is in Winco. Your pulpit is at Safeway. Your pulpit, praise God, is at Walmart. And I'm going to leave this now. Your pulpit could be at Olive Garden. Amen. 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 Be at Olive Garden. Pray, you know, look, because you're feeding your face, friend, don't mean the Holy Spirit's not working through you. Amen. I can tell you something right now. I would call my wife and I. We was out of town one day a few years ago with some friends. And one lady came up who was destitute. It was hurt. Destitute. It was hurt. And, you know, she was so full of hurt and pain. And all of us was together with her. And we just talked to her. And you notice, we were foreigners. She didn't know us. But you know something? She needed something that God was providing to her. And my friends, when he makes an impact in your life, you're ready. See, the Bible said, be ready in season, out of season, praise God. My friends, you just can't turn it on and turn it off by the Holy Spirit. He's either there or he's not. And today, the church of the living God need to be stirred up and let the Holy Spirit make his impact and make an impact in our families, an impact our communities, an impact in the local church. Doing exploits for the Lord Jesus. Exploits for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, friends, we weren't just saved to sit in the sweet by and by. Amen. How many know you were saved to serve? Amen. Amen. You were called and you were consecrated by the Lord Jesus. And my friends, when the Holy Spirit lives and resides in you, I know, friends. And this is just because it's not me standing here. Don't get me wrong. But I'm telling you right now, friends, when the Holy Spirit makes an impact, it's a difference maker. And you know what you'll do? You'll say, wow, did I do that? No, you didn't. It is he that is within you, praise God. The Bible says it is he that is in you. You know, when Jesus said this, he said, for by works, no man is saved. But praise God, we are saving to good works, glory to God. And when the Bible said, Jesus says, if you ask anything according to my will, he said, if I ask you to give me a fig tree, will I give you a dead fig tree? He said, how much more would the Father give to them who ask him what their desire? And my friend, the desire of the God today is that the church of the living God be walking in power. And you know, my friends, the power that we walk in, it's not cocky power. It's not your head up in the air power. It's not I'm all that in a bag of chips power, my friends. It's a humility of power that God infused into you and trusts you, glory to God. That impact, he entrusts you because he loves you so much. You are a vessel set aside for his use, sanctified, glory to God. To make an impact in the world today. To make an impact. Praise God. Number two, to live with the word of God permeating every area of your life. If to be filled with the word is equal to result in being filled with the spirit, then it should be clear that the word-filled Christian is a spirit-filled Christian. A word-filled Christian is a spirit. You know, when Jesus says this, friends, he said, my words are spirit and they are life. So if the words are spirit and they are life, the word of God, if we carry the word of God, if the word of God is permeating, taking up residence, have a lock, stock, and barrel in our hearts, praise God, then we're full of his power, full of his glory, full of his resident. And praise God, because his resident has taken a stake, his stake a claim. See, the Holy Spirit wants to stake a claim in our hearts. A claim, glory to God. And put a sign up and say, keep out. That means you. No, just kidding. But a sign that says, keep out. Amen. When the Holy Spirit is there. And my friends, I tell you something. When he takes up residence in your heart, when he takes up residence, there's an impact. Something happens. And I'm telling you right now, you can do the things that you think you cannot do. Yes, all Pastor Paul, you know I'm not like that. I'm not an eloquent speaker. I'm like Moses. I just do the moonwalk. I don't want to be like him. I'm just stay back here. I don't want to do anything. No. Listen. Listen to me very carefully. God does extraordinary things to ordinary people. Amen. Just ordinary people, my friends. I recall a book, he wrote a book, I don't know the guy's name, but I heard his testimony. The book is called Twice Pardoned. And this guy committed an act of crime and was on a crime spree. He did his time. He pleaded his case. And while he's in prison, he was saved. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, praise God, came up on him. This guy began to witness to prisoners. And all of a sudden, you know what? The judge gave him a pardon. But see what the Holy Spirit did, my friend? Through all of those things, through this guy yielding his heart. Twice part. And now I have one of the biggest successful churches in the Midwest. Because he yielded to the Holy Spirit. He yielded to God's word. He yielded to God's promises. And my friends, today, if you yield to his promises and be available. You know, we sang the song, I'm available, Lord. We sang the song, use me for your glory. We sang the song, use me for your glory. Here I am. And my friends, we can be there, but we can be impacted by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's presence is a prerequisite in the Christian life, my friends. It's no multiple choice, friends. It's I'll see. It's availability. And you know something, friends? When we are available, the Spirit of God does wonderful things in the lives of others. And we can see the impact of how God has used you. I mean, some of you right now has seen how God has used you when you thought you couldn't be used. Because of the Holy Spirit's presence and his power, friends. And the impact that he makes on you impacts others. It does. And you know something, friends? I think sometimes we're kind of busy looking for the, results. You know, friends, I say this, leave the results to him. Don't worry about anything else. I mean, he's keeping a report card, not you. Amen. And I'll be honest with you. I'd rather for him to have a report card than myself. Amen. Because all we're going to do is give ourselves A's. Wrong. Amen. But when we yield to the Holy Spirit of God, which is available to you, to the body of Christ today. Friends, I tell you, we cannot afford to live without it. Amen. Amen. We can ill afford to live without the Holy Spirit and have an impact. How it impacts our hearts. Where we can impact others. Our family members. I went over to my brother-in-law yesterday. Breaks my heart. He has a real serious health effect. Some things he just got to change in his life. But you know something? I didn't go to preach. I didn't go to say this or say that, or religious or Christianity or nothing like that. I went as a brother-in-law. I didn't go as Pastor Paul. I went as a brother-in-law. And you know, I just loved on him. We all loved on him. But you know what? The Holy Spirit had his way. Because you know something, my friends? I asked the Lord, Lord, whatever you have me to say to this man, say it through your glory, through your humility and understanding. And praise God, you know some friends, if you ask the Lord to do something that time and being led by the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you right now, my friends, the Holy Spirit makes no mistakes. He don't say the wrong thing, but he says the right time. The Bible says, open your mouth wide. I would feel it. Amen. And if we've opened our mouth wide to the Holy Spirit's impact, praise God. What exploits we can do for the Lord Jesus. Because friends, the world that we know, we have friends, we have family members right now, needs the Lord Jesus Christ. And friends, we are the one that God has called to make that impact. And if the impact is in us, praise God, we have got to make an impact on others as the Spirit of God lead. But the Holy Spirit, my friend, is always there and available. And sometimes the reason he don't work because he's on vacation, on a sabbatical, on a leave of absence, because we don't ask to yield. We won't yield to him. And you know what, friends? The Holy Spirit is not a force. You see later in your notes, he's not a force. The Bible says, ask. He's not a force. You know, just like the Lord Jesus doesn't force his way into anybody's life for salvation, the Holy Spirit does not force his way into your life. Amen. He's a gentleman full of honor. And praise God, you know, he's not a force that pushes his way. But you know something, my friends? In a day that we live in today, we should want power dunamis, life-changing power by the Holy Spirit and the impact, glory to God, that it can make in our lives and the lives of others. Amen. And see, I tell you right now, some of the political things are going on in our city. Forget the nation, but our city. Amen. I mean, how about some of the Christians, praise God, standing up for the name of Jesus, for the right thing in our political area. Right here, right now, in the city of Tracy. You hear bickering about this, bickering about that. I thought to myself one day, what if a Holy Ghost-filled Christian was a part of that meeting they have on Tuesday night? Praise God, to stand up and call a spade a spade. Say what's right is right, glory to God. And speak by the power of the Lord Jesus. Because, friends, the Holy Spirit will go to a Senate meeting too. Amen. That needs to be changed, friends. The body of Christ is the only thing that's going to make a corrective change for the things we're doing today, for the things that we're seeing. Some of the things they've done today are just politically incorrect. And I'll leave it at that. Praise God. Number three. The Holy Spirit impact, it involves an ever-deepening relationship with God through the Spirit. An ever-deepening relationship with God through the Spirit. We need to remember that the Holy Spirit is a person, not a force. To be filled with the Spirit is not a mechanical formula that you go through. Rather, it is a relationship with the Almighty God through His indwelling Spirit. You know, friends, sometimes, you know, the Holy Spirit's impact, it's so misunderstood. Some think it's some out of body experience or something like that. But my friends, it's nothing like that. You know, God is not a mystery. You know, we hear the term, you know, we always hear the term, we've said it for years, God works in mysterious ways. But my friend, when it comes to being filled with the Holy Spirit, there's nothing mysterious about that. Amen. Because it is real. It is real, my friends. It's an impact in the Christian life. It's an impact in your life and mine that, praise God, because we carry the message of hope through the Lord Jesus Christ. We carry the message of deliverance through the Lord Jesus Christ. We carry the message of breakthrough through the Lord Jesus Christ and through His presence, through His power. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit makes an impact. Amen. And praise God, all we got to do is get on the train. Praise God, your ticket has been paid for by the blood of Jesus. Amen. You don't need a ticket. Just get on board and ride, glory to God. And ride the train of the Holy Ghost. And praise God, my friends, I tell you, if you get on the ride, you're not going to want to get off. You know when the fair closed at night, you know, when they have these carnivals. Oh, I'm sorry. Last call. 1 hour to left. You got to shut it down. Not with the Holy Spirit. My friends, here to go as long as you want them to go. Praise God, He's right there. He said He will come with us. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Call upon me. Ask Him to come in. Ask Him to be your present. Ask Him to be your buddy, your pal, your girlfriend. Amen. He'll be right there, friends. He'll be right there. In a deepening relationship with God. You know, friends, it comes to a point where you realize that your relationship with God becomes so deep and so personal that each and every day you don't want to go a day, a past hour worshiping Him, praising Him, loving on Him. You know, I said this before. We can always have church on your own. Praise God, you don't have to wait till Sunday. You can have your own personal church right now and praise God. You know something? The Holy Spirit will be the praise and worship leader. The Holy Spirit will start praying, glory to God. The Holy Spirit will preach a message to you, glory to God. When the Bible said, sing unto yourself hymns, songs, spiritual songs, making melody to your heart. And glory to God, that's having church because the Holy Spirit is making an impact, my friends. Hallelujah to God. Making an impact. And friends, when you're filled with His presence, filled with His power, filled with the Spirit of God, something happens. Exploits. You do the things that you know you're unable to do. Because Christ, listen, Jesus said, without, apart from me, you can do nothing. Amen. Oh, but Pastor Paul, you know what? I know a brother who's been saved 20 years. And glory to God, I saw him do export. That's the problem. You have saw him. You see? And see, friends, we have to be careful that we don't take credit for something that God is doing. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, I'll say this. Send your emails. There are a lot of saints in the body of Christ. And I'm going to say this in the spirit of love. There are a lot of saints in the body of Christ take credit for something God is doing. And all of a sudden, they become throne masters of God's greatness and power. And friends, that's a recipe for disaster down the line. I'm telling you. It's a recipe for disaster. You know, God loves you so much. He entrusts his presence and power into your heart. And praise God with a spirit of humility and honor. Knowing that we not even, listen, we aren't even worthy. We aren't, friends. He looks past our shortcomings, look past our hiccups, and praise God, holding all in our hearts against a brother and sister, and still uses us. And we're going to take credit for what he's done? I don't think so. See, the Bible said, let this mind be in you, which is Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which is Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you. I ever deepen the relationship with the Lord. Number four, it includes times of granting extraordinary people extraordinary power for service. Granting extraordinary power for service. There's a special occasion when we need the downpour, the gush of the Spirit's power to enable us to preach, witness, counsel, whatever we need. Acts the 4th chapter, verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken. When they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Boldness. In other words, it's not timid. Praise God, it's boldness that you know that you know that you know the Holy Spirit of the living God has put the resident of the word in you. And praise God, my friends, as you open your mouth wide, the Holy Spirit of God fills it. And the Spirit of God just gushes out, praise God. Gushes out. Gushes out, glory to God. And I tell you, my friends, when you turn the faucet on, it just runs. Remind me of that song you sing, I got a river of life flowing out of me. I got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, O wells, within my soul. Spring up, O wells, and make me whole. Spring up, O wells, rejoice in me that I give life through liberty. Amen. The impact of the Holy Spirit. And my friends, today, I ask you, for those of you who like to be filled with the Holy Spirit. If you never experienced that, you can experience that right now. Praise God. And as an act of faith, what I like to do, I like to lead all of us in a prayer right now. I like you to close your eyes, praise God, and just lift up your hands. Close your eyes and lift up your hands. And repeat this after me. Father God, thank you for Jesus. I thank you that you've said in your word, if I ask anything according to your will, you heareth me, and I know you hear me now. I ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit, that I be a witness to you, that I will do exploits for you, and with a spirit of humility, I receive the Holy Spirit into my life, and I will never be the same from this day forward. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for filling me with your Holy Spirit. I bless your name. I praise you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah to God. Let's give him a hand praise. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. The impact of the Holy Spirit, my friends, things will be different. I promise you, it needs to be different. The body of Christ has to make an impact. It's not enough for us to just come to church, my friends. Amen. See, if you just come to church, it's like taking a shower without soap. Amen. Praise God, if you come to church and make an impact in your life, glory to God, the impact should go somewhere else, outside these four walls. Amen. No more lazy boy Christianity, cruise ship Christianity, or any of those things, my friend. The body of Christ is called to do a job. The body of Christ has assignment to those who are without. And with the Holy Spirit's help, we can do it in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for your word. Your word is forever settled in heaven. Your word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that which you please, Lord. We bless your name and praise you for your precious promises today. We ask you in the name of Jesus that your word impact the hearts of your people today. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, Father God, that we will be changed, rearranging our hearts in a spirit of humility to seek your face with all we have. In Jesus' mighty name.